Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been taking a look at five spiritual tests that every believer faces at one point in life or another. Today we are going to take a look at the leadership test. Every person will face what I like to call the leadership test. And it's a test of two kinds. One has to do with when you are serving under a leader. And secondly, the other two have to do with when you yourself are in the position of leadership. Both these tests serve to show you where you are in relation to God's standard for leadership. God wants to make you a leader, a person of influence in other people's lives, but He will often test you by placing you under a leader for a season and allow you to face certain situations that will determine whether or not you will pass into a position of leadership, whether you'll be promoted into leadership yourself, and it will be based on how you pass the leadership test. The first two parts of this test have to do with when you are serving under a leader, whether it's in a church setting, a work setting, whether it's in a school classroom, or any kind of position where you have someone in authority over you. We find in the Bible examples of all four of these test questions, so to speak, exhibited in the life of David. He had to face and eventually pass each one of these tests. The first two have to do with serving under a leader. The first part of the test that you will face is this. Can you serve an imperfect leader with a spirit of excellence? Can you serve an imperfect leader, and every leader you'll ever serve under, whether teacher or coach, employer or pastor, every leader you'll ever encounter, they will be imperfect because human beings are imperfect. Even born-again Christians certainly aren't walking in perfection as of yet. Can you serve an imperfect leader with excellence? Or do you see the person's imperfections and because of them choose not to serve that person very well, or you don't give that person your best because you see their inconsistencies or you see their imperfections or their lack? And so you don't serve well because you have an attitude at judgment against them about their imperfect leadership qualities. Can you serve an imperfect leader with excellence? That's a test you'll have to pass if you want to be promoted into leadership by God Himself. The second part of the test that you'll face when you're serving under leadership, can you treat an imperfect leader with honor and with respect by totally refraining from speaking evil or criticizing him or her to others, even when you can clearly see his or her faults? These two tests were faced by David before he ever was promoted into the position of King of Israel. He served under King Saul. And as you know, King Saul was a very imperfect leader. His flaws were evident to all. And yet David still served him with a spirit of excellence. Saul put him in charge of a group of 1,000 military men. And it says that about David that he went in and out before Israel and he served Saul and he did well and he prospered and he was an example and he was a good leader of his 1,000 as he served underneath the leadership of King Saul, even though Saul was not a very good leader. David passed the leadership test in this area. He served under an imperfect leader, and he did so with the spirit of excellence. He didn't criticize him or argue with him, even though probably David's leadership skills were better than King Saul's, even though Saul was older. And then the second test that David had to face, that you will have to face, every person has to face, when they serve under a leader who is imperfect, can you treat an imperfect leader with honor and respect by totally refraining from speaking evil of him or criticizing him to others, even when you can clearly see his faults? Many people overlook the biblical injunction that says, speak evil of no man. They also set aside the scriptural injunction that says, if you have an offense towards someone, go to him. Don't go to other people. If you have a problem with someone, go to that person. And I have seen many believers, many Christians in churches, seem to feel that they have the right to set aside God's word in these two areas about speaking evil, gossiping, criticizing leadership. They set it aside as if it does not apply to them, and they feel perfectly justified in speaking evil, criticizing, gossiping to other people about the supposed faults of a leader, and they do so by pointing out the imperfections of the other person. And by those imperfections, they feel they are justified to disobey God's word. That will never be true, because we will always serve imperfect leaders, and God will always require of his people that they obey his word, speaking evil of no man, not gossiping, going to a person if you have a problem with them, not going and advertising the person's fault to others. And yet this is a chronic problem in churches throughout the world, and it has been the downfall of many churches because people refuse to obey the word of God in those areas. If you ever want to be in leadership yourself and be successful in leadership, you will have to pass this leadership test. David passed it. Saul was a poor leader, and he eventually became a demonized leader. And he sought to kill David unjustifiably. He went after David, and he hunted him, and he had his army chasing him. He wanted to destroy David, though David had done nothing but serve him well. And even when David had the opportunity to attack King Saul and kill him, he came into a cave where David and his men were hiding. And one of his men said, here's your opportunity, kill your enemy. God has put him in your hands. Even had the religious twist on it. Go ahead and kill him. God's done this for you. And yet David was wiser. And he said, I will not touch God's anointed. Even though Saul was deserving of the criticism and deserving of being removed from office, so to speak, David refused to be the vehicle by which it was done. He said it'll be in God's hands. This is the attitude, and this is the godly test, the leadership test, that every person who ever will eventually be in leadership or seeks to be in leadership will have to pass. Can you serve an imperfect leader with honor, with respect? Can you totally refrain from criticizing him to other people, even when you can clearly see his faults? David wouldn't raise his hand against Saul, and he wouldn't even speak evil of Saul. And even when Saul died on the battlefield, David wrote a song eulogizing him in his greatness, what a mighty warrior he had been. He didn't point out the latter part of his life where he was so troubled and so twisted in his mind that he was chasing after a godly man to murder him. Instead, he honored him with his words and he honored him with his actions. David passed the leadership test. Are you passing the leadership test as you serve under someone right now? Or perhaps you are in a position of leadership. If so, there are two tests you'll have to pass, and these are between you and the Lord. When you are in leadership and you are attacked by people, verbally perhaps, can you handle it with grace and not react in kind, but instead continue to rely on the Lord to be your vindicator instead of trying to defend yourself? And can you lead those same people with a pure heart even after they've given you problems? David had to face that test, and David passed it with flying colors. Can you handle attacks against your character, against your reputation, against your judgments, your decision-making? Can you handle it with grace? Can you continue to lead those who have done the attacking with a pure heart? That's the person who passes the leadership test in God's eyes. And then the last part of the test for leaders. When you're under pressure as a leader, will you take matters into your own hands and try to fix them? Or will you wait on the Lord and apply biblical principles to the situation? King Saul was faced with pressure from people when Samuel didn't come to Gilgal at the time he had said he would be there. And so in desperation to try to hold things together, Saul went ahead and offered the sacrifice, which he was forbidden to do. He took matters into his own hands. He didn't trust God that God would work this out and help him. He took matters into his own hands and got a rebuke from the prophet Samuel for doing so. God wants you to pass the leadership test. When you're under pressure as a leader, don't take matters into your own hands. Wait on the Lord and apply biblical principles to the situation, and the Lord will come through for you. That's all the time we have for today. God wants you to pass the leadership test, whether you're under leadership right now or you're in leadership. Look to the Word of God, be obedient to its principles, and you will find God undertaking for you in your situation. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.